This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Tone, good morning.
Kenny, don't worry. My bags are packed.
Well, you're going on vacation.
I'm going on vacation. Yeah, I'm going to Longboat Key Friday. I got it all ready to go. Even got a little bathing suit, which, you know, have
you have a bathing suit? You don't just call them trunks?
Well, my body
is 1941.
My body is not really in the shape of that.
Take your shirt off. Let's see it.
Let's go. Here we go.
Oh, I thought you were going to do it.
And I'm pale. I'm pale, so I'm a little worried about this trip.
You're a married father of two. It's over, man. It's over.
It is.
You don't need to care about that stuff anymore.
I know.
You don't need to worry about it. So
at least I got that to look forward to.
Well, is she critical of how you look at all?
No.
I mean, she is an athlete, your wife.
Not at all. We're no body shaming in the Lima household
okay,
right
I
now.
Didn't, yeah, I thought that it would be that way, but I didn't want to say anything that might be out of control. Anyway, how'd yesterday go? How long did it take you to vote?
It was kind of a disaster. Like a few times, I went to the polling place right after we got out of here, and I looked at the line. I said, absolutely not. And as I pulled in, that is where I ended up playing the role of reporter. Had to spring into action.
You're going to tell people the video, aren't you?
And get the cameras rolling.
Do we have any audio of the video?
You don't want any
audio.
No,
there's 800 bleeps.
Yeah.
It's just a big bleep.
There is a man in a, I would say, the ultimate driving machine, who is cussing out another man in a car that I was barely glancing at.
In a car that if you're on the west side, you've seen it.
I really didn't notice the car because he had four giant flags sticking out of the car. And it's a small car, and the whole thing, I had to watch it twice because the first time I'm going, how the hell does he keep them giant-ass flags stable in that car?
Since September, that car has made its rounds through every west side suburb.
Well, it goes into every parking lot, and he waits for fights. He's been doing this for a very long time. Everybody knows him. Everybody knows him because it was posted on the page, Facebook page.
From what I saw, he was getting cussed clean out.
He was, yes.
By the other fella.
In that snippet, I had to declare him the winner. So he's having a good night. He's having a really good morning. I thought he was a little more composed, but who knows what led to that or whatever. And I just thought to myself, man, what's so crazy? It's not dissimilar to how we root for sports, how we get up for a big game, how a big Browns Steelers game.
Yeah,
I mean, you do really get after it, and then there's got to be a winner. There's got to be a loser. Somebody's having a great night. Somebody is having a miserable night, and then it's trash talk. But the difference is this is trash talk that's worth 4 years. This isn't like, oh, we'll meet again. This is trash talk that's going to last a while. So I thought about those two individuals, and I thought, you know what? I highly doubt they're going to come together.
No.
That's
not going to happen.
In the next few months. And so we will see. We will see how people will either come together or a further wedge will be driven between them.
Mm-hmm. So It took me 5 minutes to get in and out, I think.
Oh, not me. So my wife was an hour and 15 in the morning, but we were hearing a lot of that.
Wow.
When I was there, I went back a third time, Kenny, because I went out for a run and I brought my ID with me in case. So I went out for a run. It was so nice out yesterday. I'm like, I am not wasted. I'm not going to watch the news all day.
80 degrees.
It was awesome. So actually, I guess it shouldn't have mattered waiting in line. Like it was, unless you had somewhere to be. But obviously, my work day was over. Yeah, it was bad. It was bad again.
I got deceived. I did the drive-by, and the parking lot was full. And I said, I'm not going to do it. And then at 2 o'clock, I went up there. I figured maybe parents getting ready to pick up their young children might be stopping in. Parking lot still full. Walked in. Nobody in there.
Really?
It was bake sale workers and poll workers.
They had a bake sale?
Oh, they had a bake sale.
Oh, yeah.
Why didn't we have a bake sale? We didn't have anything.
They offered free cookies in the borough. Oh. Hell yeah.
Well,
there was also baked goods.
There were no strings attached to those goods, were there?
No.
We don't have to get election officials out there.
No, you don't. Everybody was very nice. I was in and out in 10 minutes, and I have to tell you, they were so nice that I accepted the sticker. I took the sticker. They offered me the sticker, and I just did not have the heart.
I was wondering.
Or the guts for some of you. I did not have the heart to say no. I couldn't do it. I wanted to. I want to be like, I just hate stickers in general. I don't like, it's not like I have anything against voting, obviously. I hate stickers, and I thought I was going to go, oh, no, thank you. And I just didn't want to get into a whole thing of why or anything like that. And he wasn't that old, but the older man was so nice, I decided, nope, forget it. No. That's.
I took the sticker. I actually tried to steal another one. I was successful. That one was for Isabella, who loves stickers.
Was she with you?
No, she wasn't, but she loves stickers of any kind. So was able to bring that home. I wondered about this. So going forward, if I got to worry about lines, maybe you don't in your district, but just seeing what it was yesterday. And I told Kenny we were down to like a 35% chance I was even going to vote because I had to go pick up the kids.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the day was, unless I was going to bring the kids with me and I didn't even want to face that. That was going to be a dreadful scenario.
Mm-hmm.
So in the future, I wondered, am I just going to do mail-in from here on out? But I also thought, man, you get nothing out of a mail-in vote.
No.
You don't know where it goes.
You don't feel good after.
You don't feel good afterwards. You didn't have a conversation. You didn't have a civic conversation with somebody in line, make small talk with somebody just to get through it. You didn't have a good laugh at some spazzes that are getting into a fight about politics outside of the building 10 feet away and had to get warned by the cops.
Mm-hmm.
When you just mail it in, it's like, I even vote.
You literally just feel like you mailed it in. That's it. Like, we're just mailing
You're
it
exactly
in.
Right.
Yep.
So
you want an effort.
I don't know. Like, had it have been terrible weather out yesterday, and then I had to wait an hour and 15 minutes, that would have been pretty bad. That would have sucked.
Yeah.
And then I would have been like, I'm doing the mail-in from here on out. Now I don't know. So now I'm kind of waffling back and forth.
It's just, it seems to be more than I'm willing to do. So I'm just, it's fine for me to go to the church and fill it on out.
Do
I like clerical work in the first place. I like filling out those things by hand and then putting it through the old zinger thinger there. I mean, there were several things that I basically, Lyme and I are in Owen to a very strong standard as well. We've done podcasts about it. We're political beings. And a few of the bigger races, I figured I knew how they were going to go. But there were certainly some local things that I knew I had to put my 2 cents in on, so I was happy with that. I enjoyed the experience. I do enjoy the experience when I do it. You were saying something. I apologize. Go ahead.
Do you think in
Discourse
the future
is
we
the
will ever...
Order
so,
of the day.
So we already know in many states, Ohio's one of them, you can have your ID on your phone. Do you think we will ever, as a country, be able to vote on our phone? We do everything else on our phone. We bank on our phone.
I think it's a dangerous thing.
But they said that about banking.
It's not an everyday thing, though. Banking is an everyday thing. Voting is not an everyday thing. It's a twice a year practice.
Okay.
And for a lot of people, they do it once every 4 years.
Sure.
I will do it every... I'll try. I've missed a few, but my record's pretty good of showing up and voting. But no, I don't know if they're ever going to be able to do it on.
I mean, they certainly have the technology to be able to do it. It's like the robot strike zone. The technology
is there. Yeah, but then we're
going
to have to do the facial recognition and all the stuff. And I don't.
But that you already have that on your
phone. Yeah, you already do. I mean, Big Brother's tracking you enough as it is. Oh, what the hell's absolutely. One more thing? I give up. Yeah, there you go. Fine. But either way, it was a short experience for me. I'm glad everybody did. Mitch, I think Mitch did a mail-in. Is he still registered down in Tuscarawas County?
He didn't want to go. Yeah, he didn't want to drive all the way down there. So, I mean, he could have done early voting. I thought he had said something about early voting.
He's lived here for a year.
He's
on the phone right now. Well, Mitch, I'm here. Your voting situation, did you vote in this county or Tuscarawas County?
I had to go back all the way to Tuscarawas County, but unlike you guys, I did the mail-in process.
You did the mail-in. Did you enjoy the mail-in process?
Yeah, it was fine. I didn't have to stand in a line all day and, you know, have to wait on it.
All right. Do you believe that your ballot made it to where it needed to go?
I'm sure it got confiscated in some way.
Confiscated. Wow. Listen to Mitch. He is sure of voter fraud. That's an interesting
premise. Not even a conspiracy theory, just my luck.
You mean compromise, not confiscated?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, somebody could have taken it. I mean, that's basically the same thing.
There's some shady people in T County.
I mean, I had to do it for years in the military because I was always registered in Oklahoma and didn't live there.
No.
And they don't send you a letter back and go, we got it. You're good to go.
So were you registered in Oklahoma for 12 years when you were in the military?
Yeah.
So were there like people running for county commissioner? Like I lived there in 12 years, no man. Clue. I have no idea who the hell this is.
Actually, that in the county stuff, I kind of knew.
Oh, okay, you did.
I mean, it's small place.
Because there's some place
you know somebody.
Yeah,
you know the last names. It's always the same last names. It's a cousin or an uncle or you know them all. So you go. Oh, I didn't like his nephew in high school because he was a fullback and I was a middle linebacker.
That's interesting. So the political dynasties of small town America. That's okay. I'll take that.
Now, are you treating the election, and you don't have to disclose any votes, this show, we do not talk politics.
That's what you're going to do.
Do you treat it like a football game?
I treat it exactly like a football game.
And here's what I mean by that. Where when the Browns win, I'm watching NFL, back in the day, I'm watching NFL primetime. I can't wait. Oh, my God, the Browns won. I'm putting on First Take to see if they debate something that happened with the Browns. I'm putting on all the national media. I'm reading all the columns. I'm listening to the podcast. But when the Browns lose, it's, I got some yard work to do this week. I'm going to do everything else but follow the NFL. What are you doing when it comes to politics?
No, I treat it much like I would like after an NFL game. Like, why did it go right? Why did it go wrong for the side it went wrong for?
So you're
gonna, I treat it as the sport.
So you're going to pay attention to all the political fallout
hell yeah.
that surrounds what happened yesterday.
It's already been pretty strong, so, yeah.
Well, last night was definitely one of those times where the Browns, maybe they're 4-7, and they still have them in the hunt, right? Because it's that time of the year, and they lose, and you go, well, it's okay that we lost as long as X, Y, and Z lost as well, and then that keeps us in the hunt, and then you turn it on.
Well,
and
you want a pathway.
Maybe those things didn't happen.
Yeah, you want a pathway. Obviously, the big one last night went to bed pretty confident in knowing what the results were going to be.
Yes.
And then I'm like, do I have to change the passcode to the Woody Hayes Athletic Center again, 4114? Like, that's how bad when I woke up today. I'm like, that's how bad this one ended up being. So I always wonder about that now because we see it. There were a lot of people that were very politically dialed in the last week.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the Browns didn't exactly give you a huge reason to stay on board. But now that it's over and the ads are over and all that, like, let's say,
thank God,
if you're on the winning side of this, are you rubbing it in all week? Are you ripping into your friends on social media or text message? I mean, I woke up.
I'm not going to answer that. I know what you're doing. You're a slippery wizard. No, I'm not going
to
answer that.
I'm trying to talk vague for a reason, because for whatever reason, people I think know. I think people have a pretty good feel of who we voted for. But in when I woke up on Instagram, of all places, I don't really communicate with anybody on Instagram these days. Mm. Married man. I woke up to two comments on a video that was 6 years old. Ripping into me over political stuff.
Wow, that's good stuff.
And I'm like, man, I appreciate the commitment.
They've been sitting there waiting to rip you for 6 years.
And they had to wait for the election. Like, they had to wait for the results. They saw the results, and then they tore into me. And I'm like, man, how many others did that individual, and I'm guessing it's a guy. How many others? Well, you keep it a little more even keel.
Yeah, I'm pretty quiet. Yeah, I'm pretty quiet about it. Yeah, I got a question. Somebody asked me, can we trade for Michael Penix Jr. or maybe Hendon Hooker? And I will respond to you, sir. And somebody sent me, this is when I got into it. I'm just looking at it now. Somebody sent me the video of when I got into it with Greg. And was it Akron who called in?
Yeah.
Nice guy. He at least laughed. He at least laughed. So I got that. Yeah, I don't have anything else. Oh, there's one about Scott Stapp singing. Yeah, that's my messages that I got. There you go. So yeah. Well, I'm glad it went smooth yesterday for you and
for
you.
50% of the electorate.
Well, I hope the process was smooth, I should say. Yeah. I mean, everything else.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
All right, we have the unveiling of the first college football playoff bracket. Yesterday, ESPN delivered that, and I didn't think there were any huge surprises, Kenny. Did you? Is unbeaten Oregon, the number one team in the very first rankings. Ohio State.
I think Indiana should be ahead of Penn State.
Okay. So Indiana got hurt by their strength of schedule.
Yeah.
It is 110, I think, out of 134. So I think that's what you weren't alone. There were other people certainly saying that as well.
Yeah, but okay, let's take a look at it here. All right. Where are we going at when it comes to, overall, hold on. I got to go back here. Was Washington ranked when they took on Washington this year? Or they haven't took? Excuse me, they're taking on Washington. Was West Virginia ranked when they took on West Virginia this year?
I'm not sure.
At the beginning of the year, because they had a fine season last year.
Yeah, I don't think they were. Okay, actually. If they were, they were maybe barely.
So, all right. So, West Virginia, I'm not sure if they were ranked. Bowling Green, Kent State, not ranked. Illinois, were they ranked at that time? Now, Illinois is a better team now, even though they just lost again. But still, UCLA, okay, the win over USC, I got it right now in front of me. The win over USC is not the type of win you would think it was to begin the year. USC's 500. Wisconsin the type of team? Okay, West Virginia was not ranked. Illinois was ranked, number 19. Ohio State is they have one win over a ranked team so far. And Washington is not ranked right now. Mm-hmm. Okay, I have to specify that. Now, Indiana's schedule is obviously not that great, but they're the team that's undefeated.
Yeah.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So I am splitting hairs here. I think Indiana should win. It tells me, or should be higher than Penn State. It tells me that Indiana, boy, they better beat the Buckeyes, because I don't think that they want them in there. Yeah. I don't think that they would have committee to. Wants them in there.
So your bye situations right now, Oregon, BYU, Miami, and Georgia. So they have Oregon and Georgia on separate halves of the playoff format. Ohio State has the 5 seed, and I think Ohio State would sign up for this and this draw ASAP because they would play the 12 seed at the Horseshoe, that is Boise State.
That is a rather one-dimensional offense, and if you stopped him, I think that game would probably be over somewhere in the third quarter.
And then the winner would go on to take on BYU, and that, of course, would be a bowl game.
And I think that that is a team that plays on the margins, and I think that that game could be over in the third quarter.
So that's why it's interesting. I heard Pete Thamel talking about this.
Well, you'd have a really nice road to the to the semifinals.
That the five seed is for some that he's talked to, some of the athletic directors he's talked to, the 5 seed might be more enviable than even the bye, because now you've played a game, you're playing a non-power team, right? A non-top team that you're familiar with, not a blue blood. You're not going to play any of them because you're playing the 12 seed.
You get the host, you get the revenue.
You get the game, you get the revenue, and then you get to maybe build some rhythm, find out who you are at that time of the year before you go to a neutral field and play a team that might be a little rusty.
Plus, this would work out.
I think Ryan Day would sign up for this.
The path to it, the teams you have to play, like you have a bye, you'll probably... One of these teams are going to win. You're probably going to get a real tough opponent. If it's BYU, you should. If it's Boise State and BYU, you should sign up right now. You should want to finish the season right now and start that. If you're an Ohio State fan,
absolutely,
definitely.
But meanwhile, Ryan Day, he is not really all that focused on the playoff because he's got other fish to fry.
No, just focused on Purdue. That's all that matters, you know. And rankings right now for us, again, don't mean anything because you got to keep winning. You know, for us, every time we walk off the field on a Sunday, no matter what happened the game before, that game is over with. It's on to Purdue.
Ryan Day had to be pretty excited when he saw that yesterday. So you got your basically playoff berth with the win over Penn State. I was trying to think, if they were to lose to Indiana, that would bounce them from the Big Ten championship, but kind of feel like they'd still be in the playoff. You have a top 5 win on the road. I kind of feel like they'd still get
in. No more margin for error.
No, certainly
probably
not.
They would probably still get in.
And you'd have to obviously beat Michigan.
You're talking if they lose to Indiana.
They lost to Indiana,
Boy, if they lost to Indiana, what a massive... Because if you do look at Indiana's schedule, now, it's not Kurt Cignetti's fault because they schedule this so they can make a bowl game. Like Western Illinois and Florida International, you're trying to get the 6 wins, so you're hoping... You can go 3-0 out of conference and then somehow get 3 wins in conference, go 6-6 and go to a bowl game. So that's what their objective was. Nobody at Indiana, maybe Kurt Cignetti and some players there, thought they were going to start off 9-0. It's a fantastic start for Indiana. However, you know, Nebraska being kind of now a team that is going to flirt with not making a bowl, I think they should be fine, but they'll flirt with not making a bowl. That hurts, considering some people thought that they were going to be a lot better. The transitional period that Michigan State's going through with Jonathan Smith, I think that they'll be a good program, but not this year, obviously. UCLA's lost in the soup, I think. I know they just got a win, but I still think that they're lost. And honestly, like they're a good football team. If Michigan were still a ranked football team, not what they were last year, I think it would be a hell of a game. Now beating Michigan, what's it mean to beat Michigan? Is it still brand? Can I put it brand with the committee? Or is it just like, hey, man, they're probably going to be like 6-6 or 7-5 this year, and that's a huge loss from 15-0 last year. So I don't know if that's going to matter much to them, and Purdue is not going to be any sort of a special win at all. So they'll probably play one ranked opponent. They'll more than likely lose to that one ranked opponent in Columbus. It's going to be very, very hard to make that argument, but I still want to make that argument right now, because if you had a one-loss Penn State team and a one-loss Indiana team, you're always going to give it to the one-loss Penn State team.
Oh, for sure.
That's true.
All right, Cavaliers try to get to 9-0 tonight on the road. Big, big favorites on the road against the Pelicans, who are a bit of a disaster so far this year. So a lot of people are really giving the Cavs their just due for the sensational
start. They're flowers, if you will.
Some people do call them flowers. And the Cavaliers get ready for that game. Obviously, Darius Garland has been spectacular. Donovan Mitchell has kind of picked his spots over the course of the season so far. Lou Williams, former NBA or dynamic scorer on the Run It Back FanDuel TV podcast, he talked about his favorite duo in the league.
I'm going to mix it up. I'm going to show some love out there to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Give me Garland and Mitchell. The way that they've been able to put it together with the rest of the group, they're rolling right now, one of the undefeated teams that's left out there. So I'm going to show some love to Cleveland.
All right, so one of the best duos in the NBA, Darius Garland and Donovan Mitchell. This was the same duo that had many people discussing whether or not these two could play together long term.
Now they're a dynamic duo.
Was
it all JB's fault?
Supposedly, they couldn't even get a trade offer that made sense for Darius Garland. He had played so poorly last year.
I kind of got to go back to something here. This is what kind of bothers me about our boss, Keith Britton. As he sends this text, I mean, what a dumbass take that five seeds and playing is an extra game is better than a bye. LOL, who wants to play an extra game? Take a beating and potential injuries. That's just dumb.
I mean, well, Ohio State did in 2014. The extra game, the Big Ten championship, got them on a roll.
I think a lot of Browns fans might disagree, considering how the end of the season went last year. Now, Keith has the added benefit of never showing his face in front of the cameras, so then he'll just do what he does and put out some little video on Instagram or Twitter or God knows what when he doesn't really have to say anything. It's a stack system. Learned a lot about stack things over the last couple of years, damn it. So yeah, it's a stack system.
Well, and obviously, remember, Ohio State...
Don't like the Keith doing that to me.
Yeah.
Well, to you. We had the same take.
Yeah, what gets interesting is the Big Ten championship scenario for Ohio State. Obviously, now beating Penn State, they have that pathway to get to a Big Ten championship. So you are playing a lot of games. I mean, we talked about this on the podcast yesterday. I mean, the amount of games that you have a chance to play is what? If you were a non-bye team, you got to win four games in the playoff. Let's say you also have your conference championship. It could be five extra games. That is so much more football. Not to mention, some guys are starting to think about the combine. They're starting to think about getting ready for the combine.
Are you saying that there's too many games in the postseason, kind of like what we've been talking about with high school football recently?
Well, there absolutely will be too many games.
Because there's guys getting ready for basketball season and wrestling season?
Here's what gets interesting. You're absolutely going to have stories of teams, of players that are not really on the depth chart, but they're on special teams that are like, I can transfer somewhere else and get into their system and get going and get a scholarship. Do I want to do that, or do I want to sit the bench for a team to try to make a playoff run? That happened last year, and now the playoff got even longer. So I'm very curious to see how that pans out. That's it for About Last Night.
Outstanding as always, Tone. Outstanding as always. That's Dan Campbell talking about Za'Darius Smith. He is on his way to the Detroit Lions. Well, he's probably in Detroit by now. It's not our concern anymore. The Browns got a couple of draft picks back, later round draft picks. They might have been looking for a fourth round pick, weren't going to get it. So they got a fifth round pick next year. Question is whether or not Andrew Berry is going to be around to execute those picks. And if we were doing an election right now for Andrew Berry, I think he'd probably fail that election right now for a lot of Browns fans out there. Doesn't seem to look very good. Doesn't seem to look very good whatsoever. And, you know, when you start to break this down, courtesy of Dan Campbell with Dan Miller Show on Fox 2 Detroit about some of the conversation. And you and I we had some people. There are people who are huge Andrew Berry fans. You mentioned it as a gag right before break about are the Browns in a better situation now that they were in 4 years ago. You know, part of the gag. We have some media members out there that are huge Andrew Berry fans. Now, personally, I'm an Andrew Berry fan. I like the guy. Professionally, there's a lot of things here that I have to ask, where is it going to get better? Where can we get better from here, and are you the right guy for the future of this franchise to make these decisions? And I know, and this is part of it, a lot of this is going to come down to, well, who ordered the code red about Deshaun Watson? And we've been through that several times. And because of our very strong belief, because there have been so many people who have told Anthony and I that it was spearheaded by the front office that doesn't include the ownership that really, really liked the former quarterback and had to be talked out of it, that there might be a fiddler to pay here, a heavy price, and that might be on his head. And so now, because of that, in a season that is blown up right in our faces, this is a big picture conversation I didn't even know if I was going to even get into. But when you make these decisions like you've made, can you be trusted to make the future decisions for the football team with the draft?
I'm not trusting him to make future draft picks, but I am surprised they did not. I am surprised they did not make more trades. It felt like a quarter measure yesterday because they didn't do anything.
That leads me to speculation.
Yeah, they didn't really do anything to set themselves up. Basically, they are saying that they still are in a championship window. They still believe that these guys, even though they're old and expensive, because we know what other teams do. When other teams get old and expensive and they're bad, which is the perfect storm, it's a fire sale. Well, not only did they not do a fire sale, they only traded one guy. So that is telling me that they are trying to tell you that they think they can compete at a very high level next year.
Daryl had the
and I find that a little hard to believe.
See, I don't know if that's 100% true because Daryl had the great big cap warning for everybody that when he was trying to talk everybody into fiscal responsibility about everything, saying that, hey, this is not the type of situation you guys think it is, that they still owe a lot on cap even after they trade guys.
Sure.
That there's so much dead cap
space. But now they don't get the assets. Now they just have the big credit card payment, but they don't have the draft
picks. And this is another thing, because Andrew Berry's job. Now, I don't know what was offered. I have no idea what's been offered. Maybe we'll find out that they were offering second rounders for Elijah Moore out there or anything
I do not think second round.
But Andrew Berry does have the job to do what's supposed to be what's right for the franchise, not just make a bunch of trades on picks that he might be able to get this year. Because if you let guys walk, usually you get them the next year for those compensatory picks. So I don't believe they'd be coming until 2026. All right, so is it better to let these guys go in free agency and collect compensatory picks that could end up being a third rounder or a fourth rounder instead of taking your fifth, sixth, seventh for pennies on the dollar for guys that you you drafted Greg Newsome in the first round. You traded for Elijah Moore. It was a pick swap in a lot of ways. So many of the Andrew Berry fans always want to say that. And certainly we got to give him every credit we can to make any sort of an argument that we can for the guy. The other trades that you've made, some have been good. Some of the draft picks you've made have been very bad. But there are people out there that make this vigorous defense. And I have to speculate, could there have been a conversation had of like, hey, man, you make this trade. I don't know if I trust him. Like, could the ownership have thought, I don't know if I trust you to make any more of those trades, or is that too much?
Well,
because, man, if we're going to have a fire sale, I kind of want to trust the people making the fire sale, and I don't know if I trust altogether, man. It's a difficult thing when you're 2-7, you start to think about some crazy stuff.
Yeah, but they allowed him to trade Amari Cooper. They allowed him to trade Za'Darius Smith. You have to empower. You have to still be able to do your job. I don't know that they've made up their mind on Andrew Berry, and so you have to let him do the job. And what I wonder is, what is Andrew Berry telling the Haslams about the state of the team? Because they have those meetings. They want to be briefed at all times, especially now. And now you go into a bye week. We're going to hear from Andrew Berry later today at 10:30.
Yes.
Right? We're going to air that live.
Live on the air. 10:30 a.m.
9:30 The Fan.
All right.
You can also hear it on the Odyssey app.
On The Fan.
So given that, I wonder what the conversations are between Andrew Berry and Jimmy Haslam. Because Jimmy Haslam's got to be saying, so what do we want to do in terms of a pivot so that we can get the high draft picks and get this thing righted to where we can compete quicker than having like a 4-year teardown? So we're not doing that.
Do you believe that they should have traded more?
Well, Greg
that
Newsom,
we're further away than what we are?
Greg Newsome is the interesting one. I thought that was going to be an easy trade candidate because I think he did have some value. Not the value I think some Browns fans were hoping.
But maybe they just let him walk because maybe you can get a third round compensatory pick.
Yeah, I find that very interesting. Maybe the teams weren't that desperate. Man, you didn't see a lot yesterday in the way of big trades. So that's another one. When the David Njoku stuff came up, I mean, Zach Jackson came on and said David Njoku's basically washed. He said, have you seen him run? He did not paint a flattering picture of David Njoku. So I'm like, all right.
He's injured. I don't know if he called him washed up, but he certainly said he's been playing injured.
Yeah, it did not seem like Zach had a lot of confidence that's going to be somebody who should be in the future of our plans. So when you start to think about that, you know, you think about who has value and who's going to be around when this team turns it around. Unless Andrew Berry's like, we can be really good next year. And if that's the case, he also told Jimmy Haslam, we could be really good this year. And they're 2-7. So did that erode some of the faith in the GM at that point. And he's going to be hammered. I mean, today he's going to be hammered with those questions.
He should be. How could you not be? Lord Almighty. Again, this was a playoff team last year. And by all intents and purposes, people believe that it should have been a playoff. At least in Cleveland, they felt they should have been a playoff team again. And they're not just bad. It feels like this is going to be a multiple-year rebuild for some. And some people are actually advocating for it. Sorry, he has to go out and he has to answer those. I'm not sorry. You have to go out and you have to answer those questions. Why did this go wrong? Where did it go wrong? And how are you going to go about getting this thing fixed? And why weren't there more moves made if we're going to go about and get this thing fixed? Because I don't think that anybody would advocate right now. You know, last year I made a great big argument for Greg Newsom. I'll finish with this. I made an argument for Greg Newsom to finish last season with the Browns. I can't make that argument now because you still have a guy. Are you going to sign him? No. Do you believe that you're going to sign him to a big deal? No. So what are you going to really get back
maybe
for the guy?
Maybe they will.
What are you doing with Jed Wills, by the way, after this year? Ken, we haven't talked about him. I'm not even talking about trading
him. Maybe Jim Schwartz has said, I want him. I want him as part of this defense. Maybe they do sign him, but I think they missed their window. They could have gotten much more value for him
if they had traded him last time. Another person around the Browns that has more power, apparently, from what you just said than the head coach of the Browns.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.